Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're tackling Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Carol Dweck. You know, it's a book that has really had a huge impact on how people think about, well, a lot, from education to business to personal relationships.
What I think is so fascinating about this book is that it takes a concept we all kind of intuitively understand, you know, mindset, and it breaks it down in a way that's both insightful and actionable.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Okay, so let's start with the basics. For someone who maybe hasn't read the book, what is a mindset according to Dweck? And why should our listeners even care about this?
Well, Dweck argues that there are two fundamental mindsets, fixed and growth.
Okay.
And with a fixed mindset, you believe that your abilities are basically set in stone. Like you're either born smart or talented or charismatic or you're not. A growth mindset, on the other hand, sees abilities as something that can be developed through effort, learning, and persistence.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, someone with a fixed mindset might actually shy away from challenges because they're afraid of failing and looking bad. And someone with a growth mindset would see those challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. Is that right?
Absolutely. And the implications of these mindsets, I think, go far beyond just how we approach individual tasks. You know, they really shape our entire outlook on life, our relationships, our careers, and even our health.
It's interesting. Let's bring this to life with maybe a real-world example.
Right.
Imagine two entrepreneurs launching startups, right?
Hi.
One has a fixed mindset and the other one has a growth mindset. How might their approaches differ?
So let's say both entrepreneurs encounter a major setback early on. Maybe a key investor backs out or a competitor launches a similar product.
Right.
The entrepreneur with the fixed mindset, they might start to doubt their abilities and see this setback as a sign that, well, you know, I'm simply not cut out for entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
They might give up easily or become defensive in the face of criticism.
And the entrepreneur with a growth mindset, they might actually see this setback as a valuable learning experience.
Yeah.
And they might analyze what went wrong, seek feedback from mentors, and then come up with new strategies to pivot and overcome that challenge.
Exactly. And the growth mindset entrepreneur, I think they understand that setbacks are an inevitable part of the journey. And they use these setbacks as fuel for growth and innovation.
It's not just about startups either, though, right?
Yeah.
This applies to all levels of business. Dweck talks about, what's it called? CEO disease.
Yeah, CEO disease.
In the book, right. Leaders with fixed mindsets can really hinder a company's progress.
Absolutely. Leaders with fixed mindsets, they often prioritize looking smart and being right over fostering, a culture of learning and innovation.
Right.
They might surround themselves with yes people, avoid taking risks, and become defensive when their ideas are challenged. This can lead to stagnation and ultimately failure to adapt in a rapidly changing world.
Now, these mindsets aren't just some permanent personality trait that you're stuck with, are they? Dweck talks about the possibility of changing your mindset, right?
Yeah.
Where would someone begin to make that shift?
Well, one of the most important steps is simply becoming aware of your own mindset. You know, start paying attention to your self-talk, especially when you're facing challenges.
Yeah.
Do you tend to blame external factors or your own perceived shortcomings? Do you get defensive when you receive feedback? Becoming mindful of these patterns is the first step toward actually changing them.
That makes sense. If you don't realize you're operating from a fixed mindset, it's going to be pretty hard to shift into a growth mindset. But being aware is just the first step.
Yeah.
What are some things someone can do to actually start cultivating a growth mindset?
Dweck offers a lot of really practical strategies in the book. One is to focus on effort and learning rather than just innate talent. So instead of saying, you know, I'm just not good at public speaking, you might say, I need to practice more and find ways to improve my delivery.
Right.
Another strategy she mentions is to reframe challenges as opportunities for growth.
So instead of seeing like a failed product launch as a sign of incompetence, you might see it as a chance to learn from those mistakes and gather valuable data and come up with a better strategy for the next iteration.
Exactly. It's about adopting a learning orientation rather than a performance orientation.
Right.
You're not just trying to prove how smart or talented you are. You're trying to constantly grow and improve. And that shift in perspective can have a profound impact on your results.
Now, this is all starting to sound like one of those easier said than done scenarios. How do you keep that growth mindset going when you're faced with, you know, constant pressure to perform, especially in such a competitive business environment?
Well, one of the things Dweck really emphasizes is the importance of surrounding yourself with people who support a growth mindset. This could mean seeking out mentors who encourage you to take risks and learn from your mistakes, Or it could mean building a team culture where feedback is valued, you know, and it's seen as a tool for growth rather than as a personal attack.
If you haven't already, you know, be sure to check out the show notes. We've got a free briefing document summarizing the key takeaways from Mindset.
Yes.
We've also included a link to purchase the book if you want to dive in a little bit deeper into Dweck's work.
Now, beyond the practical strategies, I think there's also a deeper psychological shift that needs to happen to truly embrace a growth mindset. It's about changing your fundamental beliefs about your own abilities and potential.
Whoa, that sounds intense. Let's unpack that a bit further in the next part. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're in the midst of exploring Carol Dweck's mindset. And just before we left, we were talking about how to change your mindset from fixed to growth. It sounds like more than just changing your self-talk and seeking out those supportive people.
You're right. It's not really a surface-level change. You know, it requires a shift in your core beliefs about intelligence and talent.
Okay, so help me understand this. You're saying it's not enough to just say you believe in a growth mindset. You have to actually, like, believe it deep down.
Exactly. It's about moving away from the idea that your abilities are, like, fixed and predetermined, and embracing the idea that you can develop and grow those skills through dedication and hard work.
Can you give us an example from the book of how this kind of deeper belief shift plays out in real life?
Well, Dweck talks about this really fascinating study involving students who were struggling in math.
Yuck.
Some of these students were taught about the brain and how it's actually capable of forming new connections and growing stronger through effort and learning. Essentially, they were taught about the neuroscience behind a growth mindset.
What happened? Did just knowing about how the brain works make a difference in their math performance?
Yeah, the results were remarkable. The students who learned about, you know, the brain's growth potential, they actually showed significant improvement in their math grades compared to a control group that didn't receive that instruction.
That's incredible. So just understanding that their brains weren't, like, fixed but could actually grow and adapt through effort had a direct impact on their academic performance.
Yes. And I don't think it was just about knowing the information. It was about internalizing it and applying it to their own learning. So they started to see challenges not as threats, but as opportunities to kind of stretch their brains and develop new skills.
I can see how this applies to a business context as well.
Yeah.
Imagine a sales team that's been struggling to meet their quotas. You know, if they were to adopt this growth mindset and really believe that they could improve their skills through training and practice, it could potentially transform their performance.
Absolutely. And I think it's not just about individual performance. You know, it's about creating a team culture where everyone believes in their collective ability to grow and learn together. And this can create a sense of what we call psychological safety, where people feel comfortable taking risks, sharing ideas, and learning from those mistakes.
Dweck doesn't just focus on the positive aspects of a growth mindset, right? She also talks about the potential pitfalls of a fixed mindset, especially when it comes to leadership.
Yeah, one of the most striking examples I think she gives is that of Lee Iacocca, the former CEO of Chrysler. He was initially lauded for his leadership in turning the company around, but later became more concerned with maintaining his image and legacy than actually, you know, adapting to changing market conditions.
So his fixed mindset, his need to be seen as the hero who saved Chrysler, ultimately held him and the company back from, like, evolving and innovating further.
Exactly. And I think this is a cautionary tale for, you know, leaders in any industry. A fixed mindset can lead to complacency, a resistance to new ideas, and just an inability to adapt to those changing circumstances.
It's like that saying, what got you here won't get you there.
Right.
Just because you were successful in the past doesn't mean you can rest on your laurels. You have to constantly be learning, growing, adapting to stay ahead of the curve. This is some pretty deep stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Be sure to check out the free briefing document in the show notes. You can also check out the link to purchase the book in the show notes.
Now, I think moving beyond the business world, Dweck also explores the impact of mindset on our personal relationships.
Okay, this is an area I'm particularly interested in. How does a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset show up in romantic partnerships, for example?
Well, with a fixed mindset, relationships can become a battleground for validation and ego. You know, you're constantly trying to prove your worth and avoid those situations where you might be perceived as inadequate.
So, like, if you're in a fixed mindset and your partner criticizes you, even constructively, you might take it as a personal attack rather than an opportunity to maybe learn and grow.
Right. You might become defensive, blame your partner, or just withdraw emotionally.
Right.
But a growth mindset, I think, allows you to see your partner's feedback, even when it's difficult to hear, as a valuable opportunity to understand their perspective and to work together to improve that relationship.
This reminds me of the example Dweck uses in the book of Brenda and Jack. There are a couple who are constantly misinterpreting each other's actions and intentions because they're both operating from, you know, a fixed mindset.
Yeah. Brenda, for example, sees Jack's long hours at work as a sign that he doesn't care about her, while Jack sees Brenda's emotional outbursts as a sign that she's, you know, too needy and demanding.
So their fixed mindsets are creating a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
Where they're assuming the worst about each other and acting in ways that confirm their own negative beliefs.
Exactly. And I think this dynamic can lead to a vicious cycle of blame, resentment, and emotional distance. A growth mindset, on the other hand, fosters empathy, understanding, and a willingness to, you know, work through those challenges together.
It's like, instead of seeing your partner as the enemy, you see them as your, like, teammate. You're both on the same side, working towards that common goal of a happy and fulfilling relationship.
And this requires a willingness to be vulnerable, to communicate openly and honestly, and to really see those conflicts as opportunities for growth rather than as threats to your ego.
Thinking about this in the context of relationships makes me realize how deeply ingrained our mindsets really can be. It's not just about how we approach, you know, work or challenges, but it's about how we interact with the people that we love most.
It's about how we view ourselves, our partners, and the very nature of love itself. Do we see love as something that's fixed and unchanging, or as something that can actually evolve and grow over time?
That's a profound question. And I think it leads us perfectly into the next section of our deep dive, where we'll explore how mindset plays out in the realm of sports and athletic achievement. But first, another quick break. Stay tuned. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We're deep into Mindset by Carol Dweck, and before the break, we were discussing how mindsets shape our romantic partnerships. The idea that our beliefs about love itself can either help or hinder our relationships is really fascinating to me.
It's a powerful concept. You know, with a fixed mindset, love can feel like a constant test. A proving ground, where you're trying to earn your partner's approval and avoid being seen as flawed or unworthy.
And this ties back to what we were talking about earlier with the CEO disease.
Yeah.
The idea that even highly successful people can be held back by a fixed mindset.
Yeah.
And in a relationship, that might look like being unwilling to compromise or always needing to be right, even at the expense of your partner's feelings.
Exactly. I think the need to maintain this perfect image can be incredibly damaging in a relationship. You know, it prevents genuine intimacy and connection because you're always guarding yourself against being seen as anything less than perfect.
A growth mindset, on the other hand, allows for vulnerability and imperfection.
Right.
You understand that you and your partner are both, you know, works in progress, and that's okay.
Yeah. It's about focusing on growth and understanding rather than judgment and blame. And, you know, you see challenges as opportunities to learn and grow together rather than as threats to your ego or the relationship itself.
This is a great reminder, I think, for all of us listening to consider our own mindsets in our relationships. It's really easy to fall into fixed mindset patterns without even realizing it. But the good news is, as Dweck emphasizes, you know, throughout the book, mindsets can be changed.
Yeah, that's right. It takes effort and awareness, but it's definitely possible to shift from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And this can have a transformative impact on your relationships, your career, your overall well-being.
If you're finding this conversation valuable, be sure to subscribe to the podcast for more deep dives into insightful books like Mindset. And don't forget to check out the show notes for a free briefing document summarizing the key takeaways, as well as a link to purchase the book if you're ready to really dive in.
Now let's shift gears a little bit and explore how mindset plays out in a different domain, the world of sports. Dweck challenges this notion of, the natural, the athlete who just effortlessly excels due to innate talent alone.
Yeah. And she uses the example of Billy Beane, the baseball player who was initially, you know, hailed as a prodigy, but ultimately struggled to live up to the hype.
Right.
What was it about Bean's mindset that contributed to his difficulties?
Well, Bean had a very classic fixed mindset. He believed that his talent was his identity, and he was terrified of failing because it would mean, you know, that he wasn't as special as everyone thought he was. So this fear of failure led him to avoid taking risks, to kind of shy away from those challenging situations, and to just crumble under pressure.
It's not that Bean lacked talent, it's that his fixed mindset prevented him from really fully developing that talent and reaching his full potential. It's almost like he was like trapped by his own gifts.
Exactly. And Dweck contrasts Bean with another baseball player, Lenny Dykstra, who had far less, natural ability, but achieved incredible success through sheer grit, determination, and a relentless growth mindset.
Dykstra wasn't afraid to put in the work, to push himself beyond his comfort zone, to learn from those mistakes. His growth mindset allowed him to not only surpass those perceived limitations, but to actually thrive in a highly competitive environment. I think this really speaks to the power of effort and perseverance, regardless of your natural abilities.
Absolutely. And Dweck, goes on to highlight how even legendary athletes like Michael Jordan and Babe Ruth didn't just rely on talent. They were obsessed with honing their skills, pushing their limits, and learning from those mistakes. They understood that greatness is a process, not a destination.
That's powerful. This is a powerful message, I think, for anyone, not just athletes. It's about recognizing that our potential isn't, this fixed quantity. It's something we cultivate through dedication and a willingness to stretch ourselves.
Yeah, it's about embracing the journey, the ups and downs, the challenges, the triumphs. It's about focusing on what you can control, your effort, your attitude, your commitment, and letting go of the need to, prove yourself to others.
It's about falling in love with that process of learning and growing, even when it's uncomfortable or challenging. We hear so much these days about the importance of finding your passion. But I think Dweck's work suggests that it's not just about finding your passion, it's about cultivating it, about approaching your work with a growth mindset that allows you to, continuously learn, evolve, and discover new depths of passion and purpose.
That's beautifully said. And it speaks to the deeper meaning of success, I think. You know, it's not just about achieving external goals or accolades. It's about this internal journey of growth and fulfillment that comes from, embracing challenges and striving to become the best version of yourself.
One of the things that really stood out to me in mindset was Dweck's discussion of how praise can actually backfire when it's focused on fixed qualities like, intelligence or talent.
Yeah.
Can you maybe elaborate on that a bit further?
Sure. Dweck's research shows that praising children for being, smart can actually lead them to develop a fixed mindset. So they become afraid of making mistakes because they think it means they aren't smart anymore.
Makes sense. If your entire sense of self-worth is tied to this fixed notion of being smart, then any failure or setback feels like a threat to your your identity.
Exactly. And this can lead children to avoid challenges, to give up easily when they encounter setbacks, and ultimately to underperform relative to their potential.
So what's the alternative? How can parents and educators praise children in a way that fosters a growth mindset?
Well, I think instead of praising those fixed qualities, focus on praising effort, strategies, and perseverance. So instead of saying, you're so smart, you might say, wow, you really worked hard on that problem and you came up with a really creative solution.
This kind of shifts the focus from innate ability to the process of learning and problem solving, right?
Right.
It sends the message that intelligence isn't something you're just born with. It's something you develop through hard work and dedication.
Exactly. And this kind of praise encourages children to, embrace challenges, to see mistakes as opportunities for learning, and to develop a love of learning for its own sake, rather than just for the sake of, getting good grades or external validation.
This has huge implications, not just for education, but for the workplace as well. Imagine a company culture where employees are praised for their effort, their creativity, and their willingness to, learn from mistakes. It could create a much more innovative and dynamic environment.
Absolutely. A growth mindset culture in the workplace fosters collaboration, risk-taking, and continuous improvement. It's a place where people feel safe to experiment, to share ideas, and to learn from each other's successes and failures.
It's the kind of environment where people feel empowered to bring their best selves to work every day, knowing that their efforts and contributions are valued, regardless of the outcome. This is some really insightful stuff, and I think it speaks to the heart of what Dweck is trying to convey in mindset, that our beliefs have a profound impact on our actions and our outcomes.
It's a call to action to examine our own mindsets, to challenge our limiting beliefs, and to embrace the transformative power of, growth and learning.
If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the podcast for more deep dives into insightful books like Mindset. And don't forget to check out the show notes for a free briefing document summarizing the key takeaways, as well as a link to purchase the book if you're ready to really dive in.
Now let's move on to one of the most powerful aspects of Dweck's work, this idea that mindsets can be changed. It's never too late to shift from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, and this shift can have a profound impact on your life.
This is such an encouraging message, I think. It means that we're not stuck with, you know, the mindsets we were born with or the ones we developed in childhood. We actually have the power to choose a different path, to embrace a growth mindset, and to unlock our true potential. But how do we actually make that shift? Where do we even begin? Let's explore that further after a quick break. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been exploring the power of mindset with Carol Dweck's Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. And right before the break, we were talking about the possibility of actually changing your mindset from fixed to growth. It's an exciting concept, but I imagine it's going to take more than just like willpower, right?
You're absolutely right. It's not about simply deciding to have a growth mindset one day and magically transforming overnight. You know, it's a process, a journey that requires ongoing awareness, effort, and a willingness to kind of challenge your own, you know, deeply ingrained beliefs.
Okay. So for someone who's ready to like embark on this journey, where would they even begin? Dweck offers some pretty concrete strategies in the book, right?
Absolutely. One of the most, I think, fundamental strategies is to become aware of your fixed mindset triggers.
Okay.
These are the situations or thoughts that tend to activate your fixed mindset, you know, making you feel like threatened or defensive or inadequate.
Can you give us an example of like a fixed mindset trigger?
Sure. Let's say you're working on a really challenging project at work and you hit a roadblock.
Right.
A fixed mindset trigger might be the thought, I'm not good enough to figure this out, or everyone else seems to be doing fine, so I must be the problem.
Yeah, those are those like self-sabotaging thoughts that can really spiral out of control if you're not careful.
Yes.
So once you've identified your triggers, what's the next step?
Well, the key is to reframe those thoughts from a growth mindset perspective. So instead of, you know, I'm not good enough, you might say, this is tough, but I'm going to keep trying different approaches until I find a solution.
No.
Or instead of, I must be the problem, you might ask yourself, like, what resources or support can I access to help me overcome this challenge?
It's like you're consciously choosing a different internal dialogue, one that's like more empowering and supportive of your growth.
Exactly. It's about shifting from a kind of judgmental, self-critical voice to a more curious, problem-solving voice. Another powerful strategy I think Dweck suggests is to focus on effort and learning rather than just innate talent.
So instead of praising yourself or others for being smart or talented, you might focus on recognizing, like, the hard work, dedication, and strategies that led to this success.
Precisely. This shift in focus helps to reinforce that belief that success is not about some fixed ability, but about the effort and commitment that you put in.
I'm starting to see how these strategies all work together. By becoming aware of your fixed mindset triggers, reframing those thoughts, focusing on the effort and learning, you're essentially rewiring your brain to kind of embrace a growth mindset. You know, it's like you're creating new neural pathways that support a more positive and empowering way of thinking about yourself and your abilities.
That's a great analogy. And the more you practice these strategies, the stronger those growth mindset pathways become. It's like building a muscle. It takes time and effort, but it gets easier with practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Practice makes progress.
Yeah.
Dweck also emphasizes the importance of surrounding yourself with people who support a growth mindset. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. The people that we spend time with, I think, have a huge impact on our beliefs and behaviors. If you're surrounded by people with fixed mindsets who are constantly, you know, comparing themselves to others, putting each other down, or avoiding challenges, it's going to be much harder to cultivate a growth mindset yourself.
So it's important to be really mindful of the company we keep and to seek out those people who kind of inspire us to grow and learn.
Absolutely. Surround yourself with people who are curious, open-minded, and supportive of your growth. Look for mentors who challenge you to step outside of your comfort zone and celebrate your efforts even when you don't achieve immediate success.
This is all such valuable advice. And it's a great reminder that changing your mindset isn't like a solitary pursuit. You know, it's something that you can do with the support of others who believe in your potential and encourage your growth. If you're feeling inspired to embrace a growth mindset, be sure to check out the show notes for a free briefing document summarizing the key takeaways from Mindset. We've also included a link to purchase the book if you want to dive deeper into Dweck's work.
Now, as we kind of wrap up our deep dive into mindset, I want to leave you with this final thought. You know, it's never too late to start embracing a growth mindset. No matter what your age, background, or current circumstances, you have the power to choose a different way of thinking about yourself and your abilities.
This is such an empowering message. It means that we're not limited by our past experiences or, perceived limitations. We can always choose to learn and grow and evolve.
So I encourage you to kind of reflect on the areas of your life where a growth mindset can make the biggest difference. Is it your career, your relationships, your personal development? Wherever you choose to focus, remember that every challenge, every setback, every mistake is an opportunity for growth.
It's a powerful reminder to embrace that journey. The ups, the downs, the learning, and the growth. Never stop believing in your own potential to achieve amazing things. That's it for today's deep dive into mindset. We hope you found it insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And be sure to check out the show notes for a free briefing document and a link to purchase the book. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep growing.